Some of us have this preconception that wealth, happiness, prosperity is meant for everybody else except us. We build this barrier in our head. It's good for them, they work hard. It's good for them, they have connections. It's good for them, they have this thing called kwanzi, relationship. That's what business is all about. And boy, have I discovered that. But if you have a good attitude about yourself, your personal self-esteem, then everything belongs to you. And today I'm going to show you how everything does belong to you, people. We have this attitude. Yes, 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 but there's the butt wall. You're on this thing going down. You're on this hill going down. You say, yes, yes, and I can motivate you, and you will. In the next 15, 20 minutes, you'll be screaming off your tables. But is that all there is? You get motivated, you go out there, and you all of you are screaming down the escalator, yes, yes, good. I can do it. I can make it happen. I am Anthony Robb. Are you? And then you go down and you say at the bottom of the escalator, but you know there are problems. Then your friends say, yeah, we got problem. Nobody's business but mine. But then you say, yeah, but you know, I have this house to take care of. I have this mortgage to take care of. I've got the car. I've got this job. I've got all this task and assignments to do. I've got this limited budget. I got, whew, yes, but how many of us have too many buts in our life, we like to remove them? Or too much but? That's meant a different way, but thank you for answering. Then they point to these people, the strange people in the night. They say if you work hard, you become wealthy. They say money makes money. They say that if you grease the right palms, you get the right flow. They say that if you go out there and sell, that's the only way you'll make money. They say that if you're a bastard in business, you are successful. They say all these things. Interesting, aren't they? Aren't they? Who the hell are they? Everybody, whenever they want to make a personal point, does exactly what I teach them to do, point to they. They say that if you have breakfast in the morning, you become stupid the rest of the day. Really? Aha, that explains everything. You know? They say if you have too much breakfast in the morning, you become sluggish and you don't want to go out and meet people because you're afraid you might burp. Hi, how are you? My name is Boop. Is that why we never met each other? Here is a huge opportunity to network, to get to know people. Here's a huge opportunity for you, those of you looking for new jobs, to find a new job, a new employer, or a new employee. Reverse. Are you doing that? What stopped you today? What is that thing that stopped you? Ask yourself this. I'm here to raise questions, perhaps give you answers. But these are the answers. If you keep on doing all the things you've always been doing, you will always get what you've always been getting. If you keep on doing all the things you've always done, you are going to get all the things you have got to this point. Something needs to change. Insanity, insanity, my profession. Insanity is expecting things to change while you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Expecting people to change when your response to them is the same over and over again. Somebody insults you. What's your first response? Take off your shirt and say, come on, let's do it. Show me.